Most people, they want to stay in fixed mindset. They never want to change. They never want to adapt. And they see challenges and as not opportunities, and they just complain. They just like say it's hard. But when you have a growth mindset and you adopt this mindset, you look at life differently. Hey guys, welcome back to the Kaizen Habits. It's your host Kiefer, and this is episode 6. Yeah. So today, the topic, focus, thought, it's about embracing growth and moving forward. Embracing growth and moving forward. So, you know, it requires 3 things: mindset, your actions, and your attitudes. Yeah. Your mind is the first enemy, and you have to conquer that. You have to hold dominance in your mind, because how you think determines your actions, and your actions determine your attitudes. So you have to work on your mindset. You have to change your mindset. No, you have to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And we're going to get in that. So I have 5 steps that I believe that can help you on your journey to growth and moving forward in life. Now, there's so much advice you can have doing this, and have a lot of systems, so I'm just contributing my experience and my systems, my steps that I think that will help you. So if you're listening to this for the first time and wanting to grow and move forward, this will help you. If you're on this process, this will also help you to remember what you might not have been paying attention to. So the first one is to cultivate a growth mindset. Yeah, you have fixed, you have growth. Now, growing up, I really believe that we develop fixed mindset because our parents develop a lot of systems around how we grow up, and they do things this way, and we come up doing things this way. We went to school, we read and study this way. So after school, we operate doing things this way. And not when you start your first job, you realize there's so much way to do this thing. You start your own business, there's so much way to go about your business. So eventually you have to shift from a fixed mindset to growth mindset. Now, most people, they want to stay in fixed mindset. They never want to change. They never want to adapt. And they see challenges and as not opportunities, and they just complain. They just like say it's hard. But when you have a growth mindset and you adopt this mindset, you look at life differently. You look at challenges as opportunities, as possibilities, as a place to grow. You believe in your ability. You develop new skills. You overcome obstacles, and you adapt to change. The world is changing every single day. Systems are changing every single day. And you either complain or you adapt. I'm not saying to conform. I'm just saying to adapt to the change and develop new strategies, right? Look at it as opportunities and not obstacles. And develop new skills. Develop new way of doing things. And that's how, my friend, you embrace growth and move forward. Now, the second one is to set clear goals. Define your goals. We like to operate at times YOLO. You only live once. You only live once. And you realize, like, I'm still living. And you didn't set any goals. So what happened is that on your journey to embracing growth and moving forward, you end up stagnant. You end up, and that's another topic I'm going to talk about, being stagnant. And you just remain stagnant, you know, and you feel like you're not growing, you're not moving forward. And it's because you don't set goals. Your goals are guidelines that help you to determine your short term and your long term. It provide direction and purpose. Now, let me focus on direction. Now, direction in goals, in setting clear goals, enables you to look at it from a short term and long term perspective. With doing that, in the short term, you have a soft approach, and if something happens in the short term, because you have a long term side of it, then it doesn't really bother you much by, you know, how it's going right now. For example, I'm trying to really step up this podcasting game, trying to improve, and in the short term I'm losing right now. I'm not winning. It doesn't seem to be working. Hardly find the time for it, but I'm trying because I have a long-term vision of where I want it to go and where I see it. So set clear goals. Purpose. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to grow? Why do you want to move forward? You have to know your purpose of what you're doing. So let me give you an example. Purpose, podcast. Why am I doing this? I want to be a better communicator. I want to articulate better. I want clarity in my thoughts. I want to share what I'm learning or what I'm going through. I want to document my journey. So that's one of the purpose. Another purpose is that I want to reach people. I want to reach a younger version of me. So, you know, when times get rocky, I'm reminded of my purpose. So set clear goals. Set clear goals. And ensure that they're specific as well. Be specific with your goals. You have a system for this, SMART, which is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. You can look that up and figure it out. Set clear goals. Now, the third one is learn from experiences. Rather, learn from your experiences first and learn from others. But let's focus on our experiences. Now, it's important to reflect on past experiences, past success and setbacks. And while you're reflecting on these, you're not adding more pain or brag to it. You're just extracting what is of value from these lessons. And when you extract the value from the lessons from your past, in a good way or a bad way, you can use that data, that memory, to improve moving forward, right? Because it's a continuous learning experience. You're learning. And if you're not learning from your past, not learning from history, you're gonna make mistakes in the future. You're gonna make mistakes right now. So it's very important to learn from experiences and extract the value that you can get from it. Now, that really help in improving your mindset, because how you look at things then is different from how you're going to look at things now. And it also helps you to seek out and expand your knowledge and skills. You know, you'll be like, I should have learned that back then. And I'm realizing that if I don't try to learn that, I might end up in the same situation now. So let me give you an example. Let's go into finance. So you should always have 6 months saving of emergency fund. Data say 6 months. I say you should have at least up to a year. Now, you just got your first job. You don't have knowledge of that. It wasn't doing that. You got fired. You got laid off. Something might happen. And bam, you got no money in the bank. So you get back on your feet. Something work out. You get your next job. Reflecting, last time, I did not do that. I did not try to save or prepare. I'm going to ensure that I do this next time. And I'm going to expand my knowledge and my skills in depending on myself, in ensuring that I have a backup plan this time, not just in saving, but in getting a skill set that can help you to create extra income. So you learn from that. The fourth one is to step outside of your comfort zone. This is a big one, especially for me. Step outside of your comfort zone. You see, growth often occurs outside of your comfort zone. You're working out, it's painful, it's boring. It's boring wanting to do the same routine every single day, eating the same kind of food every single day. It's so boring. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable at first, going in skinny and everyone looking at you like, it's very uncomfortable. You have to challenge yourself and take on new experiences. You have to try different activities. You have to pursue opportunities that stretch you, that expand your mind. You have to do it. It's the only way to grow. And it's the only way to move forward. I don't know anyone who have moved forward in life and have embraced growth in life and stayed the same. They had to work on themselves. They had to change their mindset. So the last one is seek feedback and support. Seek feedback and support. Surround yourself with mentors. Surround yourself with peers and supporters who can offer constructive feedback, who can give you guidance and encouragement. Your journey gonna be lonely. And sometimes the feedback you want from your family and you want from your friends is not enough, or they don't get it. So you have to find mentors. You have to find those who are on the journey that you're pursuing. You have to develop supporters who can offer you constructive feedback, guidance, encouragement. Keep going, Kifa. You're doing a good job. This was great. Keep going, Kifa. I remember pursuing graphic design in a time when it was not popular. Everyone wanted to be doctors. Everyone wanted to be teachers. Everyone wanted to be electricians. Everybody just was doing the traditional way of going about their dreams, and that is fine. It wasn't for me. I messed up. It wasn't for me. So I pursue something that I believe that was for me. It wasn't popular. People didn't get it. I think all a graphic designer do is just design flyers for parties. It was more than that. And I had to surround myself with mentors and peers and supporters who actually understood what I was doing. And they could give me good feedback and guidance. So it's very important to seek feedback and support. And to add to that is you have to be open to receive the feedback. You know, I used to be very naive, arrogant. I just like, feedback to me was personal. When my mentors was giving me feedback in terms in the design field, you know, when supporters giving me constructive feedback like, you should post it this way and you should do it that way, and you know, and embracing everything and going through it, I learned to be open to receive feedback. Not all feedback at times might be good. Sometimes support is not even good. You're gonna make mistakes. People are gonna manipulate you. People are gonna try to use you. People are gonna try to take what you have and make it theirs. So that's why I said you have to learn from experiences, because you're gonna make mistakes. And you're gonna have to look back from your experiences and be like, okay, this time I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna take that feedback. I'm gonna do that. You know? So these five things, guys, I believe that it will help you to start your journey in embracing growth and moving forward. And if you're already on that journey and you feel stagnant and you feel like you're just not accomplishing anything, you're just stuck, like, ugh, like, man, I don't know. You probably need some steps. And these steps might just be the answer for you to either start or to continue. Guys, thanks for listening. And I really appreciate the support. Now, I haven't been putting out a lot, but the listeners are good. And I appreciate that. Now, if you want to get more about this topic, then check out the article on my blog, KieferSimpson.com. And if you want to get more insights overall, then check out the KaiserHabits.com. See you guys in the next episode, and I hope you have a great weekend. I'm out.